Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Menasha Police Chief Matt Albrecht is urging the public to stay away from areas damaged by Monday's tornado after several affected homes were broken into. Two people have been arrested, and Albrecht said more arrests will follow if the behavior continues. Law enforcement is increasing patrols in the affected areas to enforce the curfew that has been put in place. Due to severe storm damage, local officials have declared the Fox Crossing Community Center unsafe to serve as a polling location for the upcoming election, which is now less than 2 weeks away. Village Administrator Jeff Stugall confirmed that officials are working on an emergency transfer of the polling location, with plans to relocate and merge operations with another site on the east side at the Pentecostal Church on Midway Road. The Fox Crossing Board of Trustees has scheduled an emergency special meeting for tomorrow to officially approve the relocation, as state law requires immediate board action to finalize polling place changes. In the meantime, early voting continues as scheduled at the Nina Municipal Complex, which remains safe and operational. The city of Menasha is also asking people to keep the roads clear, especially between Racine Street and Jefferson Park, as heavy traffic is delaying emergency and recovery operations. Bond has been set at $1 million cash for a 26-year-old Fond du Lac man being charged with second-degree intentional homicide. The bond was set for Ryan Tenney's during a hearing in Fond du Lac County Court on Tuesday. Tenney's is suspected of shooting and killing a 22-year-old man last Thursday in Fond du Lac. The prosecutor in the case says the circumstances involved a quote-unquote romantic relationship triangle. The prosecutor is evaluating a claim of self-defense. Tenney's lawyer says Tenney's went to an address on South Main Street after his girlfriend called him. An ex-boyfriend was allegedly threatening her. Tenney's and the woman were in a car when the victim began banging on the door. The victim was warned several times before shots were fired. Tenney's will make his initial appearance on the homicide charge next Tuesday. A 46-year-old Milwaukee man is being indicted on a federal charge based on a traffic stop in Fond du Lac County and the testimony of one of the sheriff's office deputies. The charge stems from a traffic stop late the night of May 29th on I-41 near Lost Arrow Road for speeding and lane deviation. Deputy Nathan Burkholz and K-9 Rippon conducted a probable cause search of the vehicle. It turned up 7.2 grams of cocaine, 1.6 pounds of methamphetamine, 19 grams of meth, 53 grams of MDMA, and $940 in cash. The Milwaukee man was on parole for heroin trafficking from a 2016 case in Milwaukee. He has a long criminal history that dates back to 1993. On July 21st, Deputy Burkholz's testimony before a grand jury led to the indictment of the Milwaukee man. The alleged offense carries a mandatory minimum 10-year federal prison sentence, and if found guilty, could carry up to 15 years in federal prison. Additional prison time could occur if his parole is revoked. The Green Lake County Crime Stoppers are looking for tips on a break-in that occurred early Monday morning at a shop on North Lawson Drive in the city of Green Lake. Officials say the suspect broke in around 2 a.m. Several surveillance photos of the individual are posted on the Green Lake County Sheriff's Facebook page. The suspect's face was covered, but the person stared right into the surveillance cameras on one of them. Anyone with information is asked to text "Get Them" to 847-411 or call 1-800-GET-THEM. That's 1-800-438-8436. Tips can be anonymous and may be eligible for a reward. Cyclosporiasis, caused by a parasite in the lower intestine, has affected over 11,000 people in 41 states. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
More than 4,000 laboratory confirmed cases, and they're evaluating, close to 7,500 additional illnesses that could be or may be linked to the outbreak. So a very large outbreak.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller says cyclosporiasis is usually caused by contaminated produce or contaminated water. A major cluster of it's been linked to iceberg lettuce from Taylor Farms de Mexico, served at Taco Bell. Miller says cyclosporiasis has an incubation period of 2 days to 2 weeks. People suffering from it will experience watery diarrhea, nausea, and loss of appetite.
Anyone with diarrhea lasting more than a few days, especially after eating fresh salads or leafy greens, they should call their doctor immediately.
She says it can be treated with antibiotics. Michigan and Ohio have reported the largest outbreaks. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Trent Hazelberg has been appointed to the Thrasher Opera House Board of Directors. Trent's career began decades ago at the Grey Rock Mansion, followed by 14 years ascending through the prestigious kitchens of Kohler Hospitality. Rachel Avery, executive director of Thrasher Opera House, commented, quote, "His deep understanding of guest experience and client relations will be invaluable to enhancing our patron services and community engagement at Thrasher." I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.